Wheat Country has 72 pages in the book and about as many photographs, or slightly fewer. I know Don's project has many more than that because I've seen lots of Wheat Country photographs that are very successful, wonderful exhibition prints that simply didn't make it into the book because of the page count limitations. The point is this. Think how difficult this project must have been. The region he photographed, known as the Palouse in eastern Washington, is a large region. It takes a lot of time just to drive around it. But then he's got to drive around it and find photographs. And then once he finds a place that's an interesting composition, he has to hope that the field is in exactly the right condition he would like to have it in, whether it's freshly plowed, ready for harvest, recently harvested, and then, of course, he has to have the clouds that I talked about in the text component of this commentary. It took years of patience and return trips and photographing over and over again before he could amass the quantity of images that comprise this project. That's the thing about photography. It looks instantaneous, but it almost never is. It takes years to put together anything of accomplishment, something that's noteworthy, as is this project in this book. The compensation, of course, is that Kirby got to spend lots of time in this land that he loves. And with a little bit of homework, he knew when to go, what time of year, what kinds of things he might expect in terms of weather pattern and wheat harvests, and that economized his time as best he could, but still, it required years. And almost any photographic project of this nature is going to require years. Anyone can stumble into a wonderful photograph here and there, but to make a project that really explores a subject deeply like this requires a commitment. If we're lucky, that commitment is maybe only a few days. But come to think about it, if we're really lucky, that commitment might require several years and lots of our time out in the places that we love.